Hello. You know who this is, children? This is Sleepy Joe. Mm-hmm. Old Sleepy with music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles and maybe poems, too. You know something, children? Hmm? I had the bestest compliment today from old Santa Claus himself, too. Mm-hmm. Talked to him over the telephone at the North Pole. And he told me that he glad that I comes around and tells chilling stories around this time of the year to kind of keep them happy until Christmas gets here. And I sure do love them kind of compliments. And the story I got for you today is called Brer Fox and the Carrot Trap. Mm-hmm. Brer Fox and the Carrot Trap. And I'm going to tell it to you in just a second, chillin'. But first, I'll build some music. Mm-hmm. Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin' like. Music and stories. And now let's get started at the commencement with the story of Brer Fox and the Carrot Trap. It all happened the time that Brer Snake knocked on the door of Brer Fox's den with the tip of his tail. And Brer Fox opened the door and he say,
"Well, what does you want around here, you snaky thing? You know I don't fool with snakes, especially around Christmas time."
"But, being the snake like I is, my brother, I thought there was something that I might give you for Christmas as a Christmas present. Of course, I have nothing, but I did want to stop by and ask you if there was anything that you would desire, even though I hasn't anything. So you see, I is a snaky thing to do a thing like that, isn't it?"
"Well, wait a minute. Maybe you is got something I desire. Maybe you ain't so snaky. All I'd like to have as a Christmas present is an idea."
"An idea, my brother?"
"Yeah, Brer Snake. An idea on how to catch that rabbit. What I would give for rabbit stew on the dinner for Christmas. I can taste him now."
"I does have an idea, my brother. Look, I has a carrot."
"What good is a carrot?"
"Here is the idea. 'Tis beginning to snow, right?"
"Yeah, it looks like we'll have a snowstorm all right tonight. It's certain to do. In the morning, the ground will be covered with snow, I expect."
"Then here is the idea, my brother. Take this carrot, cut it up in little chips, understand?"
"Yeah."
"And then put them on the snow in such a way that Brer Rabbit will find them. He'll eat the first one, then the second one, then the third one, and so on. And as he gets to the last one, then you, my brother, will be hiding under the mulberry bush. And as Brer Rabbit picks up the last carrot chip, you pounce upon him and he's yours."
"Well, I can't. How's I going to do that? My footprints will show in the snow. He'll be able to tell I done walk through the snow to hide underneath the mulberry bush."
"Doesn't you understand, my brother? You hides under the mulberry bush tonight."
"Tonight?"
"Yes. And during the night, the snow will cover up your footprints."
"Well, how's I going to distribute the carrot chips?"
"Easy. From where you's hiding under the mulberry bush, you takes the first one and you tosses it way out."
"Yeah?"
"Then the second one way out, but not quite as far as the first. And the third one not quite as far as the second one. And so on. Until when you pick the last chip, you places it within range. So when that little rabbit picks it up, you can pounce out upon him and he's yours for Christmas dinner. Isn't that a wonderful idea, my brother?"
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's the greatest idea I done heard in a long time. Thank you, Brer Snake. I'll get right on it."
And with that, Brer Fox take the carrot inside his den, and he cut it all up in little chips. And then he run out, and he hide underneath the mulberry bush. And he stay there all night long. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, the snow done stopped falling. And sure enough, it did cover up his tracks. And here come little Brer Rabbit. And he see the carrot chips where Brer Fox done floated on the snow. And he say,
"Uh-oh, carrots. How'd you do, dog? Go on and tell some. A nice carrot chip."
And he pick it up and eat it like this.
"Man, that was good. Oh, there's another one. And another one. And there's another one over there. Great, Dale, I'm on in there some. Oh, man, oh, man. Just think of that. All them carrot chips on a fresh falling snow. Man, they're fine. They sure will.
And Brer Rabbit kept a-getting closer and closer to where Brer Fox was under the mulberry bush. Mm-hmm. In a little while, there was only 3 more carrot chips left. And little Brer Rabbit eat one of them. Then he hippy-hopped a little closer, and he eat the other one. And then he hippy-hopped to the one where it was right in range of where Brer Fox was going to pounce on him. And he eat that one, too. But Brer Fox didn't pounce, children. Brer Fox didn't even move. Not at all. And Brer Snake, where watched little Brer Rabbit as he hippy-hop away back into the briar patch, he wiggled over to where Brer Fox was. And he said,
"Why didn't you pounce, Brer Fox?"
"Why didn't I pounce? Because I was almost caught pneumonia from your idea, that's why. Get me home, boy, and soak my feet in hot water."
And that's what Brer Snake had to do, too, children. So you see, it don't pay to stay too long out in the snow. Do it. It sure don't. Now, but some music. Let's listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. Did you get the riddle I left with you the last sentence? What is the greatest thing in the whole world? That's right, chillin. Childhood. Childhood and love. Oh, and here a riddle I'm going to leave with you. To see, can you get twixt between there and the next sentence? What is it that can go up the chimney down, but can't go down the chimney up? See, can you get that one twixt between there and the next sentence? Now, if old Sleepy say bye-bye, he had a little thought that he wants to leave with his children. Every home's a palace when Christmas Day gets here, and every child's a king for such as Christmas cheer. Now, bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.